John Sifton is the Asia Advocacy Director at Human Rights Watch. He explained to VOA's Francis Alonso that the shocking murder of this young woman has now become a human rights issue. He says the Pakistani government needs to react strongly to prevent this from happening again and bringing the perpetrators of this crime to justice.
This is a crime. This is a matter of law and order and the capacity of the Pakistani authorities to protect their own citizens from criminal behavior. In downtown Lahore, in front of the High Court, in front of offices of barristers and lawyers in Pakistani's legal community, to have this happen right there is highly unusual, and I think, you know, it was quite shocking, especially to the legal community of Pakistan.
In your opinion, why did no one come to her aid?
Well, that's one of the things, you know, that remains to be seen. A thorough investigation is needed here, not only into the perpetrators, but there's also the question of why authorities, police officers at the scene, may have failed to take action. There is footage in the immediate aftermath of this attack that, you know, is going to show police officers standing around in the immediate aftermath of the attacks, even as family members, you know, crowd around the body. So there are a lot of tough questions to ask here. That's the human rights issue, the police failing to protect the citizen. I mean, it's a crime doesn't become a human rights issue per se until you have the authorities' complicity in it by, you know, either inaction or direct participation here. But it looks very much as though authorities are to blame in one way or another.
What happens now?
Two things. I mean, on a symbolic, on a messaging level, the government of Pakistan, the prime minister, the president, or other leaders of the civilian government need to speak out about this and explain this is about law and order. This is about a democratic society policing itself so that individual citizens can't decide to take what they perceive as the law into their own hands and be a judge, jury, and executioner in the middle of a city. They also need to launch an investigation into why the police failed to take action, and they need to make clear that that sort of thing shouldn't happen in the future and order the police on every level of Pakistani society, you know, that they need to take action, and that they fail to do so, they are going to be held accountable in one way or another. That's a very important component of all this, giving the police liability when they fail to protect civilians. Certainly the past doesn't give us great optimism that, you know, they're going to move forward on this.
Well, that's sad that a woman and her unborn child, I mean, you know, we're talking about two people here, not just one. If she, in fact, was pregnant, then, you know, this murder will go I hate to use the word avenged, but, you know, will not come to justice, that nothing will happen, that the message being sent is, this is okay, you can do this whenever you want, however you want.
Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge that it's not just the victim herself that is at issue here, but it also sends a message to every other woman in Pakistan that you need to fall into line with the societal or familial wishes that, you know, are structured around you. And that if you don't, not only will you be at risk from your own family, but the government won't be able to help you.
She could be used as an example for other women in the country. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, it's not so much, you know, how many women are subject to honor crimes, but keep in mind that there are millions of other women who may never be subject to these crimes because they don't do things that, you know, got these women into quote-unquote trouble in the first place. If running away from your family is the quote-unquote crime at stake, then people won't run away from abusive family situations. They won't run away from forced marriage. They won't run away from an abusive husband because they're afraid they'll be stoned to death by their family or their husband's family. Besides the direct victims, you have all these indirect victims.
John Sifton is the Asia Advocacy Director at Human Rights Watch, speaking with VOA's Francis Alonso.